Pennsylvania Representative Bill Schuster, who chairs the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, is moving forward to try to implement dramatic changes in aviation. He's introduced a bill that would privatize air traffic control in the U.S., though he's modified the concept by saying its activities would still be under the regulatory umbrella of the Federal Aviation Administration. A number of Arizona groups remain concerned about the proposal, though, and they sent a letter to members of Arizona's congressional delegation. One of the groups is the Arizona Pilots Association, and its Vice President Mark Spencer is with me. Mark, one of the concerns Representative Schuster has brought up is the number of flight delays. He says his proposal could help fix that. What do you think?
Air traffic control delays are almost no part of actual airline traffic delays. Over 80% of traffic delays in the airlines are caused by weather and the airline's own mismanagement. Secondly, the privatization being touted as the way to modernize. The FAA has been under a modernization program. We all call it NextGen, what we know as pilots called ADS-B. It's been underway for about a decade at least, and it's near completion. The GAO report that just came out stated that the FAA has actually done a very good job of it. In fact, the thing slowing down NextGen is the airline's failure to equip their aircraft with the necessary equipment needed to complete the system.
Is this sort of a red herring for you then, ignoring what could be real problems and blaming it on some other aspect of what's going on?
You know, part of this also is Congress trying to shed their responsibility of management of one of the biggest parts of our transportation system in the country by putting it off on this new nonprofit corporation that they devise in the bill itself. I think that if Congress, probably the single greatest thing that could be done is if Congress would provide consistent long-term funding for the FAA so that the FAA can plan appropriately instead of continuing resolutions year to year where the FAA has no idea what their money's going to be and they cannot plan. And some of this equipment needs to be planned very long-term, years in advance.
Tell me what it's like to be a pilot with the current system, and are there specific concerns about actually flying a plane if it changes to a private organization that gives you pause, concerns you a little bit?
Gee, Steve, I got to tell you, I've been flying myself just for about 12 years. My wife is also a pilot. We fly a lot. And when I heard about this and under the guise of fixing ATC, myself and nearly 200 other general aviation organizations, including every state pilot organization, has said, what are they talking about? This sounds like a solution looking for a problem. When I fly, I generally fly what's called visual flight rules, or VFR, which means that ATC only has to serve me at their convenience. If they're too busy, they don't have to serve me. Well, in 12 years, I have never been denied service by ATC. It's been wonderful. I've never had a problem with it. And my colleagues all experience the same thing. They don't know what they're talking about. We've had a very good service with ATC. We have absolutely the safest system in the world, which manages more daily flights than any other system in the world. The thing that we're concerned about is that the 13-member board, which is set up by this bill, ultimately is swayed heavily in favor of just the airlines. And realize the airlines only represent about 34% of towered ATC activity on any given day. General aviation represents about 63%. So we're actually the larger demand on ATC.
Obviously, people, when they fly, whether it's with a private airline on a small plane or whether they're talking about the commercial airlines, people are concerned about safety. Do you think this is the sort of thing that could make flying less safe?
I don't know. I don't think it would help safety. I don't know for the airlines that it would reduce safety. I believe for general aviation it would reduce safety.
Mark Spencer is Vice President of the Arizona Pilots Association.